Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and I'm back with the midweek episode. Hope everybody's doing good this week so far. Finally starting to cool down here in North Texas. Hell, it only got up to 84 today, so very nice outside. Hopefully our 110, 113 degree days are behind us for this year so far. So hopefully now we can move forward with the stuff we need to do for the haunt and get it finished for opening night, October 27th. So, all right. This week I'm going to be covering the Bay Area thrash metal band Machine Head and their seventh studio album, Unto the Locust. Unto the Locust was recorded from April to July of 2011 at Jingletown Studios in Oakland, California. Genre is thrash metal. Length is 48 minutes, 58 seconds, and was released on Roadrunner Records. And it was released in Australia on September 23rd, 2011, September 26th in the UK, and the rest of the world on September 27th, 2011. Band members are as follows: Rob Flynn on lead vocals, rhythm guitar, and he also produced and mixed the album. Next we got Adam Deuce on bass and backing vocals. And this would be his last studio album with the band, as he was fired in February of 2013 for, quote, musical differences. Next, we got Phil Demmel on lead guitar and backing vocals, and Dave McLean on drums and percussion. Rest of the production crew, we got Juan Uratiga, mixing and engineering, Brad Koblazak, assistant engineering, Lee Bothwick, assistant engineering, Ted Jensen mastered the record, Paul Gerard did the artwork for the album cover, Miriam Santos was the photographer on the album, and Streffen Taylor did the logo design. And they also had the String Quartet Rouge, who played string instruments on a few of the songs. That was Rachel, Kathy, Jeannie, and Michi. Now, this was their highest charting album ever at the time. It came in at 22 on the Billboard 200, and it got up to 46 in the UK. Now, Metal Hammer magazine, for their November 2011 issue, they released a special edition fan pack. Had a 132-page special issue, exclusive behind-the-scenes access to the making of the album, extensive interviews with every member of the band, pictures from the band's personal collection, guide to their custom rigs for all their instruments, massive diary from when they were on the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival tour, which they actually started before their tour for the album. And they also gave away a special edition vinyl of the album with some bonus songs on it. All right, let's go over the track listing here. Track 1, I Am Hell, Sonata in C, and that comes in 3 parts. Part 1, Sangre Sani, Blood Saint. Part 2, I Am Hell. And part 3, Ashes to the Sky. Track 2, Be Still and Now. Track 3, Locust, and that was also released as their first single. Track 4, This Is the End. Track 5, Darkness Within, and that was released as their second single. Track 6, Pearls Before the Swine. And track 7, Who We Are. And then there's a deluxe collector's edition with 3 bonus tracks, which would make it track 8, The Sentinel, which is a Judas Priest cover. Track 9, Witch Hunt, which is a Rush cover. And then there's a alternate version of Darkness Within for track 10. And then there's a Japanese bonus track where they do the song Halo live. And like I said, on that Metal Hammer special fan pack, the 2 bonus songs is Locust Live and bonus DVD of Making of Unto the Locust. And that is the track list for Unto the Locust. All right, let's cover a little bit of the tour here. Before they actually started the tour for the album, like I said, they were on the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival for 2011. And that ran from first part of July till the middle of August. Then towards the end of September, they did, when the album was coming out, they did some one-off shows in some small clubs. They did one in Hollywood, New York, Chicago, and back in their hometown of Oakland. That was actually the actual CD release show. And October, they went on a small South American tour with Sepultura. Brings us to November 1st, 2011, the 8th Plague Tour. And they started off in Europe with Devil Driver, Darkest Hour, and Bring Me the Horizon opening up. That ended on December 6, 2011. They came back to the U.S., took a break for the holidays, then resumed the tour on January 15, 2012, with Suicide Silence and Darkest Hour. And they actually did two legs on the U.S. tour this time. The second leg, they had Death Clock, All That Remains, and the Black Dahlia Murder. And they toured the rest of the year and ended up finishing up at the end of December. So they toured for a good close to 2 years on this. So, and I just got to look at here. During the summer of 2012, they did all the European rock festivals, Wacken and all them over there. So very busy touring cycle for this album. Wished I could have seen them on this tour. It would have been a good show. I'm going to have to look up that DVD, see if I can find it and check it out. Now, when this first came out, I had mixed views on this album. It wasn't as thrashy as their previous stuff. They'd slowed it down quite a bit, actually, and took me a while to get to like it. I had to listen to it a few times. I do like this album, especially the Priest and Rush covers. I think them are really cool. They did a good job on them. And yeah, I'm going to give this a 3, I think. I'll give it 3 locusts. So that's all I got for Machine Head, Unto the Locust. So thanks for watching, listening. Check us out on all that social media. Leave us a Apple review. Like and subscribe the YouTube channel if you would, please. Comments. Love comments. Been getting a lot of comments on the YouTube. Like we talked the other night, we only do a 5-star system. We don't do a 10, so. All right, everybody. Thanks again, and we will talk to you Sunday. We don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. I think we might do another album. We'll have to wait and see. So, all right, everybody. Stay evil. Sangre Sani.
There in this darkness that I lay, depression heavy in its way, and how my body hates to leave, to sing its final eulogy. My son, I love you evermore, and though the road beckons once more, I see the damage that I've done, and search for redemption, but I'm just a broken man. Soul cries out to understand how the madness shatters me. Upon the stage on bended knee, I scream aloud to skies above that answer mute, bereft in love. I struggle not to fall from grace. I sing the hymns of my disgrace. Mysteries, forgotten chords, I strum in vain to please.